1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
And good evening once again, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is 6 o'clock right at the top of the hour. This is Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. All those classic hits from the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s right here on AM 1390. You're back here with Paul Vold once again. It is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We have another great show lined up for you here this week. Flying solo once again, you know, JJ, you know, he'll show up one of these weeks. I'm sure that he has plenty of reasons to be home as of right now. A youngster to take care of, a very rambunctious youngster, his little boy, keeping him busy and up at nights as well. But we have, again, we have a great show lined up for you here this evening from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We're going to be speaking with Madison head volleyball coach Jill Cradiville coming up here in a few moments as well. We are going to have her on the show. It's been a while since we've talked about some Madison volleyball on Coach's Corner, but we've been keeping an eye on the Madison Bulldog volleyball team. They've had a really good season and hope to continue on as well. Coming up a little bit later, around 6:30 or so, we are going to speak with head football coach for the receiving votes. This just in as well, the Dakota State University Trojan football team receiving votes this week in the NAIA Coaches Top 25 National Poll. So we're going to speak with head coach for your Trojan football team, Josh Anderson, here on Coach's Corner. He's going to be bringing a couple of players, including Austin Opdahl, record-breaking wide receiver for the Trojans, and also defensive lineman Ron Tortorello. They're going to be joining us here on Coach's Corner. We're going to talk about the NFL Week 3 recap, looking back at some strong games last week. Not so much a lot of upsets, a lot of surprising games last week for the NFL and the events surrounding the NFL last week. We'll talk about that coming up here a little bit later as well. Coming up about 6:20 or so, we'll talk about the NFL. We'll also get a look back here at some games here and some events around the area here from this week on Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios here in downtown Madison. We're going to talk about a couple of weird events that happened this week in the world of sports here in the Madison area, including the Trojan homecoming football game. That one was a wild one in the sense of, first off, they didn't even play Saturday. They got rained out here at Trojan Field, which kind of set things back just a little bit. And then they moved the game over to Howard Wood Field over in Sioux Falls. They played on Monday afternoon. Nothing cures a good case of the Mondays like a little afternoon football. Up 21-3 at one point, the Trojans were in that game, and eventually fell by the score of 22-21, being shut out completely in the second half, and even four field goals taking care of business for Presentation College. They defeated the Trojans by the score of 22-21. We'll talk with Coach Anderson about that a little bit later here on Coach's Corner. Also on Monday, was a interesting day for the area here in sports, including with your number 3 ranked Madison Bulldog volleyball team coming out victorious in a 5-set win over West Central. That match was right here on AM 1390. We'll speak with Coach Cradiville about that here in a few moments. But a match that they were able to come out with a victory in that one. And again, we'll get to more further comment about that with Coach Cradiville and about her team's performance. But it was certainly a very interesting Monday and also a bit of a weird weekend in the world of sports around the area as well here. 6:04 currently our time, and we're welcoming here in studio head volleyball coach for the Madison Bulldog volleyball team, number 3 ranked Bulldogs, Coach Jill Cradiville. And Coach, thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, the last time we had you on the show, I believe it was, I remember this, it was Game 7, the World Series. We were talking about this as well. I don't know why that stuck out in my mind, but I think that was like one of the final shows that we had for a good stretch here on on Coach's Corner, but it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And again, you know, we had alluded to a 5-set win for your girls team to start off the week, and also to cap off a bit of a crazy last couple of weeks. A lot of volleyball that your team has played. But there were a couple of different times in that match. You know, your team had to play catch up a little bit, but it also ended up in your favor. You know, now that you've had a couple of days to kind of digest everything, you know, what were some things that you took away from a match like that against West Central?
You know, it's nice to have a match like that sometime during the season, so you know you can finish in the end and come out with the win. And the girls did a nice job that night. We talked about today, actually, a little bit about, you know, the energy. The energy at the end of the match was completely different than the energy at the beginning, and we just have to come in and figure out a way to have the energy the whole entire set or the whole entire match, because we play with so much more confidence and excitement and play a whole lot better in the end.
Yeah, and it seems that you talked about, you know, the change of the energy as well. I'm sure energy being something that has kind of dwindled here over the last, I mean, you've played a lot of volleyball in these last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, I was doing a quick tally in just the last 2 weeks alone, 12 matches, including two tournaments that your team has been in, the Hamlin Invite a couple weekends ago and the Pentagon Classic
yes.
over the weekend as well. Then you just come right back at it, not even a full day off, really,
no.
to go up against West Central. You know, with that kind of schedule for your team and also getting that quality production and continue on to keep winning as well, you know, how do you keep your team balanced like that and also be able to keep them fresh at the same time?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a tricky way to go about it, but you know, our girls did a nice job. We gave them yesterday off to just kind of regroup. We played some really big matches on Saturday, and then again we hit the 5-set match on Monday. But you know, we just take it one day at a time, and we don't do a lot of like all out swinging every single day, otherwise it could be we could be hurting ourselves there at the end. But working on the little things and focusing on our side of the court, eliminating errors and things like that. And so just giving them a little bit of a break, but still getting something out of practice at the same time.
Yeah, and especially when you have a team coach, and you know, it's a very experienced team as well. You have a lot of seniors
yes.
on this team, including you got the Giles girls. You have Shania Schwabach, Kenna Nybert as well on the team. And also you bring some that experience, including Olivia Rood. You know, you've seen a lot of success with these players in particular. Also getting Jesse Giles back from injury
yep.
A couple weeks ago. You know, how with the up to this point of the season, of course, you're sitting with a 14-3 record right now. How
right.
how has been the play of this team as a whole been in your as been the performance of this team to this point of the season?
I think the girls have done a nice job, and that's kind of what I talked with them again to get about today, is that I expect a lot out of you girls with the experience that you have, and I think they've been doing a nice job. Our hitters in the front row, I mean, we have Nicole, Jesse, Jenny, Maddie, I mean, all of them, Olivia, they all have this experience. And I think that makes us tougher to defend, just because you don't know who the ball's going to. Obviously, Olivia Rood's going to get swings up in the front row because she can make anything out of nothing. And our girls just do a nice job. Shania does a nice job moving the ball around. Getting the ball where she needs to, and then also in the crunch time, who's going to get the job done? And I think a lot of our girls have kind of stepped up to that too.
Yeah, and especially there was one interesting note that me and Matt Gross were talking about at the start of the year too. A returning player, Morgan Anderson, she's come back,
yeah.
The sophomore as well, kind of coming back to that spot on your team that has provided it was a question mark at the beginning of the year,
right.
But it seems that Morgan has been able to fill that spot as well.
She's done a nice job. You know, when she was out in Sturgis, she was actually playing in the setter position, and moved her when she moved back here. We needed that position, and she's done a nice job stepping into there, getting situated where she needs to go. And the girls have also done a nice job welcoming her back and making her feel a part of the team, and that really helps our team dynamic as a whole as well.
Yeah, Coach, as well, again, Coach Jill Cradiville joining us here on Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. Coach, you have a handful of matches left. It, you know, when you play as many matches as you do in such a short amount of time, that schedule starts to shrink up really quick.
Yeah.
And especially you got a couple more. You got the Dakota 12 Conference that the Madison's going to be hosting
right.
on October 14th. You got the Chester Challenge coming up next week as well. And also your next match coming up on October 30th. So you get a nice little break here
right.
from Monday
yes.
all the way until the third. You know, with this, just a handful of things that a handful of matches that your team has left, you know, what are a couple of things that your team is, you know, trying to stay more consistent with and try to keep keep things going here into the later portion of this season?
Yeah, I told the girls we need to start now, and now we need to keep stepping or pushing forward, improving each and every day. We know our serve-receive needs to get better in order to compete at that higher level. And then also defensively, we have to start going after balls that lately we haven't been getting, but we need to start moving our feet a little bit more and reacting a little bit sooner. And those are the big things that I think we need to work on, is just that team dynamic as far as who's going to get after the ball, and then our definitely our serve-receive.
And, Coach, your next match coming up, we had mentioned, too, not coming up until October 3rd, which is against T-Area, which can be heard right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. About 7 p.m., we'll start with the pregame show on that Tuesday as well. You know, next match coming against T-Area. You know, just some things here that you have a little time to kind of recuperate and also get set up for this next match. What are some things that your team is working on against this particular opponent, and also things that moving forward, that'll help as we head and wind down this season?
Well, as far as T, I'd compare them to a lot like West Central. They're going to dig a lot of balls up. They're going to make us work for every single point. And I know that can be frustrating for our hitters, because here they're like, why isn't that a kill? Why are they digging that ball up? And, you know, so just working on hitting certain shots, and then also just getting after the ball and not making mistakes, still being aggressive but eliminating our errors. We do a nice job of being aggressive, but we're not always the most consistent at the same time, and we score a lot of points for the other team on just our errors alone. And when the girls look at it, I don't like to look at the negative, but I also want them to be aware this is why we're kind of sitting where we are with certain matches, why we're not putting teams away, is because we need to start focusing and controlling our side of the court. And so we've been doing a lot lately in practice with drills on eliminating the errors on our side, but still being aggressive at the same time.
Coach, finally, you know, you host the Madison, host the Dakota 12 conference meet coming up here October 14th in Madison as well. You know, is there particularly a lot of planning that goes into it when you're playing in something like that while also hosting, that to make sure that all teams are going to be taken care of, while also at the same time trying to focus on a game plan going in some of those matches?
Yeah, you know, it's just, what courts are we going to play on? How are we going to set the gym up? Luckily, Bud takes care of a lot of that, but I help with a little bit of input or getting things organized for the officials and the workers that we have. I think that's the hardest part, is getting enough workers so the other teams don't have to bring in those things, and that everybody's in a spot. But at the same time, it's nice to play at our home court. Yeah, it's not on the main court, but it's still our gym, and we'll want to come out there and, you know, we don't want anybody to win at our place. And
exactly.
So come out there with a lot of enthusiasm, excitement, hopefully take care of business that day.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you again for coming on the show. We want to wish you best of luck the rest of this season, and hopefully we'll be covering a little more Madison volleyball heading into the playoffs as well.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Coach Jill Cradival joining us here on Coach's Corner live from the KJM Studios. Next volleyball match we're going to be covering, again, Tuesday, October 3rd. It is going to be T-Area at Madison at the Madison High School gym. That will be heard right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. You can also watch online through the video live stream at AmazingMadison.com. Matt Gross more than likely will be on the call for that one as well. 6:13 currently our time here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a look back at the NFL Week 3 season. A lot of great games last week. We'll also get you set up for Dakota State University Trojan football coach Josh Anderson. He'll be joining in studio about 6:30 as well. This is Coach's Corner live on Dakota's Best AM 1390.